Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. To start off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we're going to head over to the Isle of Skye as we take a listen to the Celtic folk rock sounds of Scotland's Runrig with a song called The Cutter, Runrig, here on 101.5.
Johnny, you're home, man. gun and we start to talk of a fine South Day. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And then you ride then, I'll be taking a whirl around the salty and prom with a Galway girl. Up to a flat downtown on a fine soft day. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I took her hand and I gave her a twirl, and I lost my heart to a Galway girl.
And they catch them if they dare. So we'll stoke the fire and light the lamp, turn our backs in from the damp, settle down beneath the starry sky, endure the winter. Bells no longer sound. Snowdrops arise with promise of the spring. There's talk and wonder at what the year might bring. The blackbird starts to thicken up her nest. While the early lamb, he takes a snowy step. But the north wind's grip, it tightens with his chill. Against their will, so we'll stoke the fire and light the lamp, turn our backs in from the damp, settle down beneath the starry sky, endure the winter passing by. So we'll stoke the fire.
Scotland's Emily Smith, who is recognized as one of the leading singers of today's contemporary Scottish folk music. And Emily first made her mark on the Scottish music scene when she won the 2002 BBC Radio Scotland's Young Scottish Traditional Musician of the Year Award. We heard a song called Winter Song, a track that comes from Emily's third studio album, Too Long Away, that she recorded back in 2008. In front of Emily Smith, we heard the Green Lads, a five-piece Celtic band from France, and we heard the band's cover of Steve Earle's Galway Girl, a track from their newest recording, which is titled Origins. Kicked off today's show with the Isle of Skye's Runrig and a song called The Cutter. It comes from an album that Runrig released way back in 1987. It's titled The Cutter and the Clan, and the lead vocals on that track were handled by Donnie Munro, who left Runrig in 1997. And he was replaced by Cape Breton vocalist Bruce Guthrow. If you're just tuning in, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxies Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and a community radio station, 101.5 UMFM, from the University of Manitoba. Queued up next, we have a song by Norin Lynch, a fine Celtic folk singer-songwriter who's based in Ireland's the County Clare. We're going to hear her arrangement of The Road to Drumleymon, a song written by Scotland's Willie Mitchell and Tony Cuff about Kintyre's last coal mine, the Argyll Colliery, the most remote coal mine in Scotland. The Road to Drumleymon, here on 101.5.
Oh, the springtime returns to the Laggan again, and the lark sweetly sings o'er the green fertile plains. So I'll choose the road that is dearest to me, and the road to Drumleymon that winds to the sea. For I've made many friends there on every green mile, and the folks always greet me with a wave and a smile. If I spent all my days there, it's happy I'd be on that road to Drumleymon that winds to the sea. For we sat round the fireside when the winter winds blew, and we laughed and we sang until the night was well through. And then we'd have a wee dram or a good cup of tea. For that road to Drumleymon that winds to the sea are those long summer days when we tramp the hills o'er, or spend hours at the Aeons or Craigan's wild shore. And the long summer nights made in the shadows to flee on that road to Drumleymon that winds to the sea. And the time marches on, from this place I must go. But I'll always remember, while a heart beats in me, that road to Drumleymon that winds to the sea.
Tonight from windows lit by firelight, bags are swinging by my side, full of things I hope you like. I'll send them off across the waves, I hope they reach by Christmas Day. Australia seems so far away, upside down where night is day. And if you find your feet alone on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we miss you so. If you find your feet alone on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we love you so. Mm-hmm. Street, the lights are up. It's been a month, still looking good. Christmas jobs and Christmas plans, busy shops and traffic jams. Frozen ground and sliding cars, people falling out of bars. Pa, you're better off just where you are. And if you find or feel alone on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we miss you so. If you find you feel alone on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we love you so. Like sleigh bell ring to our folks, the joy it brings. Distant voice and strangest news send away our winter blues. We miss you now, and that's a fact. It's just your presence that we lack. We know that you'll be coming back, so live it up and don't look back. If you find you're feeling low on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we miss you so. If you find you're feeling low on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we love you so. If you find you're feeling low on Christmas Day, just remember we love you so.
Christmas is here. Christmas, Christmas is here. And they ring the bells at midnight, midnight, midnight. And they ring the bells at midnight. They ring the bells at midnight, 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 and they ring the bells at midnight.
That was Canadian folk singer-songwriter Connie Caldor, who was born in Regina and she now lives in Montreal. We heard a track from her newest album. It's titled Prairie Christmas, and the song was titled Ring the Bells. Before Connie, we heard Dublin-born folk singer-songwriter Aoife Scott, who's the daughter of Francis Black and the niece of Mary Black, two of Ireland's most respected female singers. Aoife has just released a new single for this December season. It's a song written for a loved one who can't be home for Christmas. The song is called The December Letter. And starting off that set was the County Clare's Norrin Lynch with her arrangement of The Road to Drumlamin, a track from her newest recording, In Her Own Time. Let's take a short break. And then I'll be right back with some more music, so try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Up next, a song by the East Pointers, a Juno Award-winning Celtic music trio from Prince Edward Island, made up of fiddler and vocalist Tim Chason and his banjo playing cousin Cody Chason, and they're joined in by guitarist Jake Sharon. We're going to hear a song from the trio's third album, Yours to Break, that they released last year, and a song called Winter Green. The East Pointers here on 101.5.
Let it breathe, if it doesn't breathe, it's gonna die. Let it see, if we let it be, is it gonna fight? Instead of freeing, if it leaves, we say goodbye. Where we weave, and then we grieve, and then we cry. I wanna tell you before I forget. You're doing well, you know you're living it. You're gonna make it, no matter how hard it gets. Despite the darkness, some of these days. Winter green, we can't shine your radiance. Winter green, we'll undermine your ceilings. Winter green, I love you more than anything. Winter green, despite the darkness, some of these days. Let it go, but you should know. Changing tracks of space and time. And if you grow beyond the world that we define, just let me know that you're gonna be alright. I wanna tell you before it's too late. You had it all going on right out of the gate. You never faked it or phoned it in. Despite the darkness, some of these days. selling an audible late in the game. If love is everything, love is pain. And certain spirits are too bright to be tamed. I cannot shine your radiance or undermine your salience or redefine your sentience.
Daily fear, but sparingly, and lines the night.
That was Kate Rusby, one of my favorite singer-songwriters from Barnsley in South Yorkshire. We heard a track from an album for the winter and holiday season called Holyhead, and a song that's titled Mistletoe Bough. And this is a popular Yorkshire song for the Christmas season. In front of Kate Rusby, Siobhan Miller, who hails from Scotland. She's a graduate in Scottish music from Glasgow's Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama. And she's also a multi-time winner of the Scots Singer of the Year Award. We heard a song for the winter season called Winter Fairly. The song, based on the words of Robbie Burns, comes from an album titled At This Time of Year. Starting off this set from Prince Edward Island, we heard the East Pointers with a song titled Winter Green, a track from the band's third album, Yours to Break. Continuing right along, we have a new group here on Waxy's Dargle. They call themselves You Are Wolf, and they're a UK-based trio featuring vocalist Kerry Andrew, along with multi-instrumentalist Sam Hall and percussionist Peter Ashwell. And we're going to hear their arrangement of one of my favorite Archie Fisher ballads that he recorded back in 1976. It's called Witch of the West Merlands. You Are Wolf, here on 101.5.
Pale was the wounded knight that bore the rowan shield, and cruel were the raven's cries that feasted on the field, saying back water cold and clear shall never clean your wound. There's none but the maid of the winding mere can make thee hail and sound. So turn your stallion's head till his red mane flies in the wind, and the rider of the moon goes by, and the bright star falls behind, and fly free a good grey hawk to gather the golden rod, for there's none but the witch of the Westmoreland can save thy dear life's blood. And clear was the waning moon when his shadow passed him by. Below the hill was the brightest star when he heard the owl cry, saying, why do you ride this way, and wherefore came you here? I seek the witch of the Westmoreland that dwells by the winding And it's weary by the Ulls Water and the misty brake fern way, till through the cleft of the Kirkston Pass the winding water lay. He said, lie down, my brindled hounds, and rest, my good grey hawk, and thee, my steed, may graze thy fill, for I must dismount and walk. But come when you hear my and answer swift the call, for I fear the sun will rise this morn, you may serve me best of all. And it's down to the water's brim he's borne the rowan shield, and the golden rod he has cast in to see what the lake might yield. And wet rose she from the lake, and fast and fleet gait she, one half the form of a maiden fair with a jet black mare's body. And loud, long, and shrill he blew till his steed was by his side. High overhead his grey hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, course well, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the jet black mare. Stoop and strike my good grey hawk and bring me the maiden fair. She said, pray she thy silvery sword, lay down thy rowan shield, for I see by the briny blood that flows you've been wounded in the field. And she stood in a gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain. She's kissed his pale lips once and twice, and three times round to
Naomi Randall, a Cambridge, England-based singer-songwriter with a song called Fond and Fancy, a track from her newest album that she just released. It's titled Tepid on My Tripping Heels. And before Naomi, we heard You Are Wolf with their arrangement of Witch of the West Merlins. Comes from an album titled Keld, K-E-L-D, which is an old Northern English word meaning the deep, still, smooth part of a river. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have Newfoundland's The Dardanelles with a track from the band's brand new third recording, an album produced by John Doyle that's titled In the Spring, That's the Time. And we're going to hear The Dardanelles with their cover of a song written by the late, great Ron Hines called Piccadilly Sand Farewell. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again, here on 101.5, here's The Dardanelles. Bye for now.
Hand in hand with the one you love on summer's day. As we roll by the gently rolling waters, I remember promises we made, things we had to say. I knew the day would come when I'd have to go away to a far distant shore, and love would have to stay. So farewell to yesterday. Perhaps there'll be another who will wash away your tears and take you by the hand. And farewell to all kind and true lovers who were soft as the waves on the summer sand. Love's a broken wing, love's a candle in the rain. Love will pass away, love can always come again. So let the guns roll and the drums all go rolling. Here ever after I'll do all I can, but I will remember tender kisses stolen. I remember laughter on the Piccadilly sand.